From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Well, I'm worried about my daughter. She had a spinach salad yesterday for lunch. We took her out for lunch, and I hope she's all right.
Once the organism is on the tissue itself, it is extremely difficult to eliminate. And even when the consumer washes it in their own home, they're not going to get rid of the E. coli if it's there.
The director of intelligence told me that he said, be prepared to be bombed, be prepared to go back to the Stone Age.
Richard Armitage said that you should be prepared to be bombed back to the Stone Age.
Yes.
Were you insulted?
Yes, I thought it was a very rude remark.
I don't think I've ever uttered a threat that I wasn't prepared to follow through on. Since I wasn't authorized to use such florid language, I can assure you I did not.
Iran must abandon its nuclear weapons ambitions. Despite what the regime tells you, we have no objection to Iran's pursuit of a truly peaceful nuclear power program.
Will the American group's government allow the press to come and visit their nuclear facilities, their nuclear weapons arsenals? We've opened everything for everyone to see. If you come to Iran, you can go and see for yourself. The bottom line is we do not need a bomb, unlike what others think.
Yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, from this rostrum, the President of the United States, the gentleman to whom I refer as the devil, came here talking as if he owned the world. Truly, as the owner of the world.
We're not going to address that sort of comic strip approach to international affairs. And as I say, the real issue here is he knows he can exercise freedom of speech on that podium. And as I say, he could exercise it in Central Park, too, but giving the same freedom to the people of Venezuela.
I'm pleased to say that this agreement preserves the most single, most potent tool we have protecting America and foiling terrorist attacks. And that is a CIA program to question the world's most dangerous terrorists and to get their secrets.
We're going to be able to protect classified information, Mr. Chairman, from the House. We're going to be able to bring charges against people while the war is still going on. But we're going to do it in a way that won't come back to haunt us.
I also believe that it's consistent with the standards under the Detainee Treatment Act. And there is no doubt that the integrity and letter and spirit of the Geneva Conventions have been preserved.